So we're going to turn within. Close our eyes. And consciously choose to relax. Going to let go of anything that we've been thinking of or worrying about, planning. Let go of all that thought, all that mind activity. External world is going to get by without us for the next short while. Because we've got something very important to do here. What we have to do is to remember the truth about who we are. I have to dislodge our identity. Our identity's been stuck, believing that we were much smaller and more powerless than we truly are. And that's because we thought that we were our beliefs. We thought that we were defined by what people told us about us and what we decided after our experiences in life. In our past. That's not actually true. That's just an activity of the mind. It's actually a survival program. In our life, we thought the only way we were going to survive was to act as other people wanted us to satisfy other people's needs, and to put our own needs away, our own truth. We didn't know we were making a permanent decision. We didn't know at that point what an impact it would have on us. We had no choice. At least that's the way it appeared to us, as vulnerable, powerless children and infants. We had no way of knowing. Our own perfection was good enough that we couldn't be hurt. Survival doesn't depend on that. In fact, our our survival is more at risk the less we stay in tune with our truest, deepest self. So we have to find a new source of being for ourselves. We have to move away from the thoughts and beliefs that occupy our awareness of the moment. And as human beings, we have the unique ability to shift our awareness wherever we choose. We choose to focus on our big toe. We can do that. To focus on something in the outside world, we can do that. What's been difficult for us is to know, to remember that we can turn our awareness within, and that if we pay attention, if we focus our awareness, presence within us. So let's do that now. Let's use our will, the power of our intention, to pay attention to what's going on inside us. Observe and sense what is happening inside us. The obvious thing that stands out is that we are breathing. Just observe how your breath is moving without your even thinking about it. You were breathing all that time. And yet you can also pay attention to it. And you can change it. You can slow it down. You can take longer, deeper breaths. Shift your awareness somewhere else. You can find some tension in your body. So maybe your shoulders are tight, or your neck is tight, or there's a little bit of tension in your back. You can scan your internal sensations. Make the decision to relax, to let go, to surrender, to let go of control. Distracts you, or your body distracts you, just notice that and then return to your inner sensations. Thank you. as you relax and surrender, and as you focus your attention, you may become aware of the presence within you. Awareness. Whatever you focus on becomes more alive. Becomes more powerful. Becomes more present. Presence within you is a real thing. It's a vital power, a life-giving force that is life itself. This is the source of life itself. The infinite and eternal divine power that is everywhere, that is omnipresent. It exists. Reality emerges from this power, and this power permeates all of physical reality. Physical reality exists within this power. You exist within this power. You are a creation and an expression of a perfect, loving source. Unconditionally loving source. Travis has known it forever. On some level, we have always known that there was more to us than our thoughts and beliefs. For this loving source has been calling us home, always calling us, always waiting for us to welcome and accept it into our world, into our lives. Because this is the only power this is. There is no other power. This is what animates us, gives us life, gives us intelligence, gives us everything. And it's within us, right now, that is present within you. All you have to do is open your heart, let it in, let it fill your awareness. Always been more to you. You are an infinite, eternal being, inextricably placed within a divine intelligence that's bigger than you can even imagine. Within you is the power create anything and everything. Surrender. Let go of distrust. Let go of fear. Let go of shame, guilt. Bring the compassion that exists within us. Already is within us. Bring that compassion into our life and forgive ourselves for all the times we forgot who we were. Because we thought we were smaller than we really are. This divine loving power within you has no judgment. It only sees your perfection and only has unconditional love. It recognizes nothing but perfection. There is nothing but perfection. Our minds can tell us whatever they want, and they do tell us whatever. They do tell us we're unworthy, we're undeserving. deserving. That's just our minds at work. That's not the truth, and it never has been. Divine radiant being. You are a unique gift to the world. Your life is a miracle. The eyes of love. You are nothing but potential and possibility. The eyes of love. Everything about you is unconditional love. You do not need to be better. You do not need to grow. You do not need to change. You only need to allow yourself to be the radiant, perfect, unique gift to the world that you already are. You only need to allow yourself to say yes to this power within you, this power that has been here all along, has always been with you, has always been for you, always on your side. Everything you dreamed of, you prayed for, you wished for, is inside you right now. If you could just allow that to be, to accept that, acknowledge it, to say yes to it, to welcome it into your life. Your world would be permanently changed. You can do that. Open your heart. Unconditionally loved to flow into you. And allow yourself to feel gratitude and deep appreciation. Knowing that there is a loving power within you that supports you completely, does not withhold from you, that will do anything for you to support you. knows no limits, knows nothing of holding back, withholding, imperfection. It only knows infinite potential and possibilities, and it's ready, waiting to express through you. Until then, I wish you all the best. Go well.